Hi, love, and welcome to Listening to Your Gut. My name is Kelly Bluth, and I am a certified holistic nutritionist with a passion and purpose in this life to educate and serve others, like you. As a woman with two autoimmune conditions, I have found the power in embracing a holistic lifestyle to support my overall well-being. In each episode, I will share inspiration, tips, or research-proven strategies that will help you to listen to your gut literally and figuratively. Together, we will work to honor our mind, body, and soul through holistic wellness. I am so pumped we are on this journey together. Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the podcast. It is Cyber Monday. If you were like me, you got most of your shopping done on Black Friday and over the weekend. Probably spent more than I needed to, and quite a few things for myself, but also very much so got the things I needed for others that are near and dear to me in my life. So I am thankful for that because I usually don't get going on Christmas shopping. I'm usually a very late Christmas shopper, like talking like Christmas Eve is when I'm shopping. But this year I'm actually going to Cocoa Beach for Christmas. So yeah, I'm super excited about that. So I really needed to prioritize getting it done ahead of time because I'm not going to be here on Christmas. So with that in mind, I've got, just to kind of set the stage here, I have got my cute mug from my girl, Megan Hurley Powell. It says, Listening to Your Gut, the podcast name. And it's got some turmeric infused Organifi Gold in it, nice and warm because it's cold out today. I've got some lip balm, some orange scented, or some orange peel herb-esque lip balm from my favorite skincare company, which is Skin Essence Organics. I just bought some stuff on Black Friday from them. And yeah, so I'm just ready to have a good chat with you. I have been waiting to release this because I've known for a couple weeks what was causing my issues. And so kind of I'm going to peel back the layers a little bit. The past probably month or two, I've not been feeling great in the morning. Yes, I've been having some caffeine, and I am about 2 weeks into no caffeine at this point, but I thought it was caffeine. I thought I was feeling nauseous from having too much caffeine. And while you can feel that way, what I really realized was that it was not the caffeine that was causing my nauseousness. It was actually my multivitamin. In doing research, and I'm going to list all the sources that I am referencing today, or that I used to put together this episode, I'm going to link them all. So if you want to go back and reread those, you absolutely can. They'll be in the show notes for you. But I, in doing my due diligence, in doing my research, and sorry, squirrel brain, my hair is like a mess, but I love it in all the best ways. Like I just got my hair cut. I just run my hair, my fingers through it, and it kind of just sticks up like a Elvis type do. So I'm like, I'm here for it. It's all good. Showing up real raw and authentically me like I always do. But anyways, you don't know, I also have my man Riker with me too. Anyways, I realized through research that it was actually my multivitamin that was making me feel the way that I was feeling, which was nauseous, just sick to my stomach. And I hadn't felt that way. And so I'm going to share with you why that could be. I'm also going to share a little bit more inside scoop as to why maybe now it's specifically affecting me more than it has in the past, because I have taken the same multivitamin before and had no issues with it. And so I'm going to tell you what I think the difference is and the reason why it's impacting me more. So I'll dive into that as we get into this episode. But what I'd like to share with you right now is I just want to share kind of the inside scoop as to why multivitamins can make you have, you know, certain adverse symptoms. And then we're going to end this. It's not going to be a super long episode, at least I don't think. I always say that and then it is. But anyways, however long it is, it doesn't matter. The first part is going to be why we feel these adverse symptoms. And the second part, so there's really two parts to this episode. The second part is going to be focused on giving you five tips to avoid these adverse effects from your multivitamin. Now, if you don't experience this, great. Then you don't have to worry about it, right? But if you know someone who does, or let's say down the line you do start feeling this, then hopefully you can come back to this episode, or you can keep this in the back of your mind and think like, okay, like this is why I'm feeling this way. So let me follow some of these tips that Kelly shared with me so that I can maybe support myself and not feeling this way anymore. Because in doing some of the tips that I'm going to share with you, I no longer feel that uncomfortableness, that nauseousness, like I'm going to vomit. It was really awful because I would take it right before going to school, and then I would drive my car and I'd feel nauseous in my car. I would feel like nauseous to the point of like, I don't know if I should go to school today. And thankfully, by the time I got to school, it was really only like a half an hour that I felt the way that I did. And then it would go away. But thankfully, by the time I got to school, I didn't feel it anymore. So yeah, we'll dive into, like I said, my specific case and why I think I'm experiencing it now, as opposed to not experiencing it prior to when I was taking a multivitamin, you know, in the past. So I'll dive into that after the first part. So before we go into the tips, I'll share with you my specific case, and all that jazz. So, all right, here we go. So one of the reasons why we experience this nauseousness from a multivitamin is because naturally vitamins, especially like vitamin C, have acid in them. You know, there's acid buildup that can come from these multivitamins. And if your stomach is already highly acidic, or you have an acid processing problem, that can be, you know, that can be an issue, right? So especially people that have things like acid reflux disease, maybe have peptic ulcers, maybe have gastritis, maybe have IBS, or, you know, some other type of digestive condition or disorder, this can impact you a lot greater than, say, the typical person who doesn't have these types of issues, right? Or the person who doesn't experience these types of things. And you're more, because of that, like, so if you have one of these types of conditions, you're more likely when you take a multivitamin to potentially have an upset stomach, to experience things like diarrhea, or reflux, nausea, and, you know, the like, right? Sometimes I get like a headache too, just kind of all coming together, you know, just making you feel like poop. And, so that's really important to know, you know, like if you already have a history of some issues in your gut, or, you know that you have a hard time processing acid, the tips that I'm going to give you are going to be really helpful in helping you to decrease the amount of acid that your body has to process, right? So we'll dive into that here in a little bit. But I want to also talk about the fact that most multivitamins have both water-soluble and fat-soluble vitamins. And so our fat-soluble vitamins are going to be A, D, E, and K. And the thing about that, like why I bring this in, there's a point to it, trust me. The water-soluble vitamins, if you take in too much of them, you can just pee them out, right? Like that, it's easy to get rid of excess of those vitamins. But if you consume too much of A, D, E, or K, the fat soluble vitamins, those are harder to get rid of because they're fat soluble. So, you know, remnants of that vitamin is going to stay in your body for longer. And it won't, if you have an issue with processing fat soluble vitamins, even if you feel those, you know, the, feel like you have diarrhea or acid reflux or nausea, those things won't typically go away right away. It'll take several hours to the point where if this is a recurring issue where it lasts hours upon hours a day and like consecutive days, like every day that you're taking your multivitamin, that's definitely something you want to talk with your doctor about. Like if it's persisting, there could be a bigger issue at play. And so I would highly recommend that you go chat with your doctor about that and share, you know, what's going on, because that that can be a sign of other things that we want to get under control. The other thing too is that things like vitamin C, which are high in acid, calcium, iron, and zinc. These can also be very touchy to the stomach. And so it can irritate your stomach lining, and that can cause those adverse effects on the body, specifically on the gut too. So we're going to talk about, you know, how we can alleviate these things. We obviously want to make sure that we're consuming these vitamins and minerals, but how can we do so in an effective way that's not going to cause us to have a decreased quality of life because we're feeling these adverse effects. So before we get into the tips that I want to share with you, I want to just give you a little bit more inside scoop as to my case. So like I said, I realized that it was my multivitamin that was causing me to feel kind of nauseous and have headaches and just not feel great, right? Feel kind of dizzy. And what I realized was that comparing me taking my multivitamin now to comparing me taking my multivitamin, say like 4 months ago, the difference between those two was that 4 months ago, I wasn't drinking kombucha. Now I'm drinking kombucha. And if you know anything about kombucha, it's fermented. So there's a lot of acid in that your body, that your intestinal lining and that your gut has to process and has to endure, right? The intestinal lining has to endure that. So what I realized is that I need to decrease the amount of kombucha that I'm drinking, because that is causing the pH balance in my body to be off, to be more acidic rather than alkaline. And we always want our body to be more alkaline because that's like more of the equilibrium. And so because my pH is more acidic, I'm feeling the effects of taking a multivitamin that also has acid components to it, because there are vitamins in there. I'm feeling the effects of taking a multivitamin more than I have in the past. So I have definitely started to decrease. I'm still drinking kombucha, but I'm not drinking as much of it and as often. And I mean, I may get to the point where I just am not drinking it at all, or just like sparingly, because I want to truly see. I'm almost 99.9% positive that's the key to why my body has changed in its response to a multivitamin. But again, I have to go through with like totally going cold turkey with that to truly identify that. So I'm getting there. I have a little bit of kombucha left that I need to finish off, and then I'm going to attempt to see if that is the case and just go off kombucha for a while. So yeah. So, you know, if you are someone who feels like your diet has been a lot more acidic lately, and let's say you're like me and you haven't had an issue with your multivitamin in the past and now you are, that could be, you know, like looking into what has your diet been like lately? Has anything changed? Have you incorporated something that might be a little bit more acidic? And then just thinking about, okay, do I want to try, you know, taking that out or removing it for a time being so that I can see if that might be like a big culprit in the way that I'm feeling. So that being said, let's dive into, I've got 5 tips for you that I want to share that I think will be super supportive, super helpful in you getting relief from these feelings. If you are someone who's feeling it, you're feeling these adverse effects from taking a multivitamin. So first things first is taking it with food. Now I was taking mine with food, but probably not enough. I was taking like a protein granola bar in the morning, and then eating that first and then taking the multivitamin. So just kind of context to my story, because I have to take Unithroid, which is the medication that people who have hypothyroidism typically take. I take it because, yes, I have Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, which is the autoimmune version of Hashimoto's, but I take it also because I had half of my thyroid removed when I was 18. So that particular medication I have to take on an empty stomach and I can't eat or drink anything except water between the time I take it and an hour later. So I have to wait a whole hour before I eat or drink anything other than water, which sounds like it would suck. And initially it did when I, 14 years ago, 15 years ago, when I started this whole journey, but it's honestly, it's just like a habit, right? I just know I get up at like 5:30, I take my medicine, I go do my workout. And then when I come back up at 6:30, it's been an hour and I can now, do what I need to do, eat, drink how I need to. So it's really not that bad. But that's what I was doing, was I was eating like just something small. And I would recommend that if you're someone who wants to take it in the morning, just so you don't have to worry about it at night, because I'm kind of like that, have that feeling too of like, I just want to get it done so I don't have to worry about it. You could do that. You just need to prioritize a larger breakfast, right? And for me, I usually am not super, super hungry in the morning. I just need something quick and simple that will, hold me over and give me protein, fat, and fiber to get my day started. So all in all to say that definitely taking it with food is going to help with the absorption of the vitamins and minerals, which means it's going to have less of those adverse effects on your body. Say if you were going to take it without anything, right, then it would just be going into this environment where, the acid would just be running rampant, right, and then causes you to feel those symptoms of nausea and whatnot. The other thing you could do is take it at night. Okay. So you could take it like after a meal, or you could take it at dinner. And by night, I mean like at dinner time, like not before you go to bed, because that would obviously, the same thing would ensue, right, as in the morning. So I would recommend maybe taking it at night. I have been doing that for the past couple of days and I felt a lot better just taking it with my meal, because my dinner is typically larger than my breakfast. So I've been just eating it. I've been eating my food, and then I've been taking my multivitamin afterwards, and that's been doing wonders for me so far. So I'll take that. So that's number one, is making sure that you're eating food before you consume your multivitamin, just to help with the absorption as well as reducing the amount of acid production that can come from consuming your multivitamin on an empty stomach. The next thing, and sorry, I'm looking at my notes, so if you see me like peering around, it's because Riker's in my way, literally sitting on my lap. Riley's in here now too. So gotta love it. So the next one is trying an easy to digest formula or format. And that could be tablets, that could be chewables. Now, a lot of the chewables have like extra crap in them, so I'm not a huge fan of the chewables, but if that is going to help you in the meantime to feel better, it might be something you want to consider. And then, eventually, once you get other things worked out and whatnot, then maybe switch back to a pill, a capsule, or a tablet. Tablets, typically are dissolvable, so that's nice. But I would say like even a powder could be sometimes good, because then you can mix that into like a smoothie or something like that. So then you're not only are you not having to taste it, but then you're getting food mixed in with it too. So it's going to help with the absorption, but it's also going to help with decreasing those adverse effects. So the other thing would be chelated minerals are something to look into. If you can find a multivitamin that says it has chelated minerals in it, that would be a better multivitamin to try, because those minerals are bound to amino acids, which means that they require less stomach acid to be absorbed. Which means that you're going to typically have a better absorption rate, which equals less discomfort. So, chelated minerals might be a good way to go if you can find a multivitamin that says it does have chelated minerals in them. So that's number two. And number three would be to reduce your dose size. So if you take one multivitamin, I suppose I could chop it in half with a pill chopper. It's quite big, so I suppose I could. I'd rather just do it all in one sitting. But if you, let's say maybe you take a multivitamin and it has like three capsules, or let's say maybe four capsules, you could do two in the morning and two at night, or two at lunch and two at night with a meal. That way you're breaking it up and there's less impact on your digestive system, your digestive tract all at once. So that could be good too. I know there are some people that take like one multi, or there, I should say there are some ways to consume multivitamins where you take it once a month or once a week. And that's just a lot. So if there's a way that you can reduce that to, you know, or I'm sorry, increase that to every day and just taking a little bit at a time, I think you'll see a lot better results in terms of you feeling better after taking your dose. So that would be number three. Number four would be to clearly eat a diet rich in vitamins. So of course, we have supplements to help support us, to supplement, right, when we don't get all of the nutrients that we need. But it goes without saying that you should be prioritizing all of the good whole foods before ever taking a multivitamin. You know, it's good to take that in addition, but if you are just taking a multivitamin and saying, oh, well, then I'll just eat like crap, you know, the rest of the day, that's not the way to be. Like, you're not going to live a quality life. You're not going to live a long life. You're not going to live a happy life that way. So really focusing on prioritizing whole foods and nutrient-rich foods. So making sure that you've got dairy, if you can tolerate, if you can tolerate dairy, make sure you've got that in there. Fish, leafy greens, grass-fed meat, and nuts and seeds. Those are like just some of the top things that I would recommend that you prioritize, because those things are going to be loaded with vitamins and minerals and the nutrients that you need that are inside your multivitamin, but you won't necessarily need if you're consuming them on the regular. So eating a diet rich in vitamins is key, vitamins and minerals. And then last but not least is don't overdo it. All right. So what I mean by that is, like, there is a fine line between taking too many multivitamins, too many supplements, and like not taking them at all, right? Should most of us have some sort of supplement that we're taking? Yes, because most of us are deficient in something, right? Or multiple things. But do we need to be consuming like everything under the sun? No. And when we do that, you know, there's a potential for you to have a toxic overload of vitamins or minerals, and that can cause serious life-threatening issues. But first and foremost, it can cause you to get sick. So I would encourage you, like I said, for tip number four is to really prioritize whole foods first, and then use that multivitamin as like your second line of defense if you need it. That being said, you might not need that multivitamin every day, right? Like, if you know you got a really solid amount of vitamins and minerals in your diet today, don't take the multivitamin. But let's say tomorrow's a crazy hectic day for you and you just didn't get, you know, the things that you thought you could get, then okay, maybe that's when you take your multivitamin, right? So it doesn't mean, just because we purchase a supplement or we purchase a multivitamin doesn't mean we have to take it every single day, right? Sure, if you're chronically deficient in it, then okay, that makes sense. But if you on the regular are pretty good at getting your nutrients in, you don't need to take any kind of supplement or multivitamin every single day. So just keep that in mind. I think that's really important to remember. So that's that. Like I said, I'm going to share with you the sources that I used to help me compile all this information. I'll share those in the show notes. And before I let you go, the last thing I want to share with you is something I'm really excited about. So for the month of December, which I can't believe is going to be at the end of this week, so Friday, December 1st, this coming Friday, We inside the podcast Facebook community are starting a, I keep calling it a challenge, but it's really like an activity for the month of December. And it's focused on self-care. So I've done this in the podcast Facebook community for the last 2 years, and I'm excited to do it again. And this year it's going to be a little bit of a twist. It's a bingo board, which it always has been. It's a bingo board with self-care action items that you can do. And once you get five across, down or diagonal in the bingo board, you can send that to the group and you can post it in the group. So it's going to just be a digital bingo board. So you can download it on your phone, use the editing app in your photos app, and just cross out or check or however you want to do it for the ones that you do. And then once you get your five in a row, down, across, diagonal, whatever, your bingo, you'll put that in the Facebook community and you can type bingo under it if you want. And then my goal is that I'm able to give away at least three, if not more, depending on how many people decide to join us, at least three $10 gift cards to a place of your choosing. So you would get to choose that. It would be the first three people that get a bingo that would get those gift cards. Now, like I said, if more people choose to join, then we could potentially have more gift cards to give away and at a larger amount. So what I'm asking is, if you want to do it and you don't want to do a donation, totally fine. You can still do it. You just wouldn't be eligible to receive a gift card. But if you do want to do it and you want to donate to the gift card giveaway, by Thursday, November 30th, this week, you would need to let me know, just say like, yes, I'm in, I'm joining, whatever you want, any kind of emoji you want, like the celebration emojis. You would type that underneath the post that's in the Facebook community right now. It's like a cozy sweater vibe post. You would type that in the comment section. And then in the comment section, I've linked my Venmo so you can let me know, or I'm sorry, so that you can send me the $5, because it would be a $5 registration if you want to do the gift card giveaway. And then, like I said, if we get at least six people to donate $5, then that would be $30. So we would be able to give away three $10 gift cards. But if we get more people that donate and more people that participate with the donation, then we can give away either more gift cards or larger amounts for the gift cards. And again, you would get to choose what you redeem that gift card for. Like, I could purchase that gift card for whatever you wanted. So that's the super exciting piece that's different from the bingo that we've done in the past. But if you want to join that self-care bingo activity this December, just go to the link in the show notes on Spotify or Apple, wherever you're listening. It will not be in the YouTube video. So just make sure that you go back to the actual podcast itself, and you'll be able to get the link to join the podcast Facebook community. And if you're not already in there, then you can join us. And if you are already in there, then you can go check out the post, join us for the self-care activity for the month of December. And, you know, like I shared on social media the other day, I really like much more excited to do the self-care challenge this year than I have the past 2 years, because like, I really feel the calling to really step into some deeper self-care for myself. So I'm excited. The bingo board looks different than it has in the past. There's brand new things on there. So I'm just super freaking pumped for it. So if you want to join us, link is in the show notes for you to come join the Facebook community. And then all the information is in there. Hope you want to join us. It's a great way to connect with other like-minded women in there. And yeah, that is that. I'm going to shut my mouth, let you go, and enjoy the start to a new week. I hope you, if you celebrated Thanksgiving, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And I'm sending you happy holidays as we start this festive season. So until next time, I will chat with you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend. It is my mission to support as many women as possible, and together we can make that a reality. I am honored to be on this journey together. Until next time, I love you, I'm always here for you, and I'll talk to you soon.